Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Fear of that feeling of emptiness should they decide to part ways with you. Amen. And so many times you're on lockdown in fear. But you're cluttered. I hear a lot of Somebody say amen. Amen. Well, that's good. That's right. I understand. You can't be cluttered with conversation. You can't be talking all the time. In every conversation, know somebody everything. And you definitely have to deal with connections that carry contamination. Contamination. Huh? Are you hearing me? Connections that carry contamination. Now, we're not judging people, but you know, the people take you real fast in Matthew 7, judge not that you be, well, you don't understand what that means. Amen. Because somebody truly saved judges all things. Amen. But his judge is no man. Amen. The judge, you're the judge. Now, we're not talking about condemning folk, but you better know folk. I'm not going to condemn you, but I know you. If I know you're a thief, I'm not going to let you hold my wallet. Hey, let me hold your wallet. Right? If you want the fullness of the next move, you must be willing to empty out the last. Just about, this is a new season. Come on, it's a new season. The season of getting free is over. The season of living free has begun. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the few claps, and I see a hand raised. It's true. If you want to see divine increase, you must first initiate divine separation. There's some stuff in the spirit you have to separate yourself from. I'm not talking about being cruel to people. Be kind. Love people. Help people. But in your spirit, you got to separate yourself from some stuff. Hello? Make room for God. It's time to take inventory. Not just of what, but of who are around you. Not just who are around you, but it's time to take inventory of who's around you and what they bring to you. Amen. The people around you, do they stir your spirit or steal your strength? Do they ignite your hunger for God, or do they just inflate your ego with flatteries? Do they push you toward the secret place or pull you out into confusion and chaos and strife? I'm going to close with this quote. When God shows you the answer, don't delay. Stop trying to explain to everybody. Matter of fact, don't explain to anybody who wasn't in the room when God revealed that to you. You don't owe them explanation. Just move, just shift, just obey, because the window is open right now. But it won't be open forever. Tell somebody it's time to move. It's a new season. Amen.
Time of just getting free is over. Now it's time for me to step into living free. I'm about to give you some points on how to live free. Anybody ready to live free? I'm not talking about just on Sunday, then Monday you're bound again. I'm talking about every day, in every situation, in every circumstance, whoever you go among, you can still be free. Well, you can't be bound up by people, by their words, by their looks, by their antics. Okay, God has already designed your destiny on the earth. He's already planned out your path. Hallelujah. We can wake up and rejoice in the every new day because we know God has planned our path. We're not finding our own purpose. Don't get it twisted. We're not trying to find our own purpose. Rather, we're looking for His purpose for giving us this life. Why am I here? What is my purpose here? Yeah, I like to say it this way. When you find your purpose, you'll never work another day in your life. Doesn't mean your body won't get tired. Doesn't mean you won't have to deal with issues and stuff like that. But you will find your stride. You will find why you are here. Amen. It's a world of difference than being in a place where you don't have grace for it. You hate it. I hate my job. That's why you hate it, because you don't have a grace for it. But you have a grace for what God created you for. And it's up to you to find that purpose. All right? So, I'm going to show you three things. I was asking God for another word. You know, we talked about briefly the prophetic and then the preceding word. I'm going to touch that again. But I was looking for a third word. I said, well, there's got to be another word that goes along with this because you know, I like numbers and I like three things, you know, da-da-da, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you know, that type of thing. And the Lord spoke to me just in the office this morning, and it just fell in line with this. So there's the prophetic, there's the proceeding, and then there's the performance. So let's take a look at this as we are covenant enforcers. In Isaiah chapter 51, and verse number 16, we talk about this verse a number of times. I'm going to show you, share with you the progression of what it means to live free. And how we do this? How do we live free? Amen. Many still struggle with getting free. You know, we all been there. You get free, then you get bound. And usually it's because of people or inroads into your life. That people that carry contamination or other issues in that bind you up. Then, like I said, they get in your head. And then your head is cluttered. Then you come on Sunday and get into a praise like we had, and you get free. And then you go back Monday to the job, and there they are again. And you hadn't figured out how to stay free yet. And so by Wednesday night, here you come looking for praise again, you know. And then you get free again, and then you go back. But tell somebody, that day is over with. And now I'm going to live free every day. It takes a fierceness, a ruthlessness. It takes boundaries. Sometimes because you don't carry proper boundaries. Sometimes you're an enabler. You're enabling you. Sometimes people can say certain words to you that trigger things in your spirit that make you feel guilty or condemned. You got to get all that contamination out. And know that I am complete in Him. Somebody say that right now. I am right now complete in him. Now we know God got work to do, right? Look at somebody, tell them, look at them and say, God got work to do on you. Even with that, his word says right now you are complete. The work that God has to do in you, he hadn't purposed to do it yesterday. What he purposed to do yesterday is done. So right now, you are complete in him. Somebody need to catch that. See, he is the I am. Not I was and will be. So you are complete. Somebody say, I'm complete in him right now. If you understand it, then you are at peace. You're not struggling with what you think you ought to be and all this stuff. No, get that clutter out of your mind. And understand, I'm complete in him right now. And somebody say, it is well with my soul right now. In spite of what you may think you need, what you don't have, what you should have done, where you think you ought to be. No, God says right now you are complete. That's how you begin to walk in freedom. You got to know I'm complete in him. What you worried about? Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. He says, great peace have they that love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Amen. Make up your mind. First of all, God will raise up, as we witness, raise up prophetic voices.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford level to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.